Besülünk a 24-etek fototreff és köszönjük, hogy eljöttet.
Danke sehr.
Wow, super.
It's my pleasure.
So, thank you very much, Charlotte, for inviting us and me to the Fototreff and welcome for this conversation. My name is Felix Hoffmann, as already mentioned, and I'm a long-time curator with CO Berlin. And I'm happy to have Arion tonight here with me talking about his project. And Arion, which we recognized yesterday, we have some things in common, especially our passion to kids. And we have here someone which is a long time related to art, because both of his parents were artists and he grew up in this kind of artistic world in Budapest. And he's not only doing photography, I think he is doing more thinking with photography about what can be everything around us or what is surrounding us. And this is maybe the starting point to take over for you.
What should we do now? Should we do the
book? Maybe we can switch into the book, because I want to see some spreads. And
okay, so this is a book.
This is the book as an object. And maybe we have here the archive pictures we have already talked about. And there's a relationship between the images you found and the images you did.
Yeah.
And to explain it again, when I see the picture here, I couldn't believe that this is not an archive picture. And then you have the two women carrying these two bricks, and I ask myself, what is this here? Maybe you can explain a little bit how this happened and how you came up with the story, and then
I don't really know if there is a narrative from picture to picture, but
there is a relationship between both, because you put it on a spread.
Yeah, there is a relationship which is at some point decided before the book, and the book didn't take the responsibility of changing this arrangement. So these two pictures, they meet in the exhibition or in the sequence, and they meet on the spread, and there is something that I didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not. Nothing really to or I could explain, or but it's not what I'm interested in. It what is more interesting for me is this not fitting pictures, so that they don't follow the same logic, and of course, I could tell that these two ladies, they never took the bricks that they are working with in their own hands. They don't have connection with the reality of
this. Because they are doing something different. And
well,
you
they
found
work
them
in the office, and their reality is an Excel sheet. Mm-hmm. So they count how many pallets, how many containers, how many trucks, how many tons, how many megatons, whatever. I guess that's not right. So they count these, and I was like, okay, let's go and you know, if you could lift a brick for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, we never did this. I was like, they said it's too heavy, and I was like, I'm sure it's not too heavy because I saw people lifting bricks. So let's go out and do it. And this is kind of like a documentation of their first time lifting a brick. sort of maybe they lifted one, but they didn't admit. And I was interested on how they, the little, it's kind of like an experiment that I did with them, and I was interested in the how they are making a joke in between the two of them while I'm taking the picture. So they have like a little secret, you know, eye contact, and they are performing, but at the same time they are rejecting this performance.
So there are different layers coming up now. So you are meaning there is the layer of the archive. There's a layer that you found these persons in these different companies, and then you performed with them something.
Yeah, that was the key throughout the work. That I went to one place, I talked to some people. They told me something which made me, or together we invented some kind of a, let's say, exercise, and I converted it, how I can photograph this exercise the next day in the next factory with different people. And while we are doing the exercise, we come up, we talk, we chat, you know, to make it easier. Mm-hmm. We chat about human scale, we chat about the future of humanity. They tell me something, we come up with an exercise, we go on. And
so the exercise developed.
Yeah, continue. Okay. There's a continuous.
So this is an exercise as well to throw a brick from a certain.
It's a 1 meter.
1 meter, and then, because when I don't know if you can follow the idea. It's maybe you can explain how. Because I thought, what is this? Is this a mistake from a machine, or where are the bricks coming from? And then it's something different. It's an exercise you did with the bricks.
You know, when you think of bricks, it's usually a hard, harsh, rigid object. Mm-hmm. And when it's born, when it comes out from this press, it has about the same moisture as the human body, so it's wet, it's steaming wet, and it's about when we are in high fever, 30, 37, 40 degrees. So it's actually, when you touch it, it's almost like a skin. It's almost like a human, like a baby. And there are some pictures where these guys are holding it up, and it, as they hold it, it starts to kind of let go.
And there are pictures where you ask the persons to jump on it, or
So anyway, to go back to this thing, it was for to. I enjoyed it. You said something interesting that I didn't think of. That it looked like as if in the scanner something.
Yeah, that just it moved. A mistake.
The negative.
From the,
And I didn't think of this, but I there's a pair in the exhibition where I corrected it so it's not distorted. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah.
So this is an example where you see.
It's a hopscotch. The hopscotch.
I don't know if you can follow me, but when I went through the pictures, I asked myself, what is the reason that someone destroys these bricks? And is this a scientific reason? Is this another
like
reason? And I didn't get the idea that you really performed this people, and that you asked them, can we destroy some bricks, and can I take a picture of that?
Okay, so there was this. There was. It's really rude. I shouldn't. Okay, there was this thing I played. How far I can go, because it was a commission. I had permission to whatever, to do whatever, and to ask people to do whatever. So I was trying to use my authority to the level until they say,
no,
this is a joke. You can't be serious. Mm-hmm. So I started to invent exercises that go beyond the mm-hmm. what is acceptable from a foreigner and from a person that you don't know. And this was, and of course, all these exercises, although they resulted in pictures, but they also were the reason why we did certain exercises was to keep up the conversation with the people. So it was kind of like we are taking pictures, so you have to pose, you can't work until we do the picture, but then we are in conversation about things that interest me, mm-hmm. your ambitions, like what a worker is planning with their life, if they ever wanted to steal the bricks from the factory to build their own house.
Mm-hmm. And like this gives the idea as well to the title Human, because the whole book is a play with the idea of the relationship of our surrounding world.
Yeah, and what is human? What is the boundary?
What is the boundary of a brick related to the body? What we have here.
But the brick was there because it's let's say it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
But it was in Berlin a year later, mm-hmm. In 2016 or Donny, was it 2016 or 17? 16, that I did 2 summers in the factories, and I came to the Collegium Hungaricum, and I was curious to see if this can be done without bricks, with the roof tile, what you put under this wooden mm-hmm. wood, you
know,
this 4 meter long piece of wood that you put mm-hmm. under the mm-hmm. yeah, and it can be done. So it could be anything. Basically, mm-hmm. But for me, the brick was the point where I stepped into this. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't take it that seriously. I mean, the brick.
But the whole series had as well to do with the question: what is produced in a special part of the country, and how this relates to global understanding of mm-hmm. this kind of production. So we have a local product, and then this local product has to do with something else you found.
Oh.
Is this the wrong question, or the feeling I asked?
No, it's a good question, but I think this is the thing that we talked before, that there's going to be a point where you completely lose me. I just don't know what you said. Sorry.
Okay, no question. No. So you started in Budapest, and you draw a circle where you found 10 brick companies to produce this. And the thing what I want to know is you found this local material, and there's a relationship to the production somewhere else. So it's it has it follows a global idea. That is what I know.
Okay. Yeah. I know where you want to go, but I don't know if I can answer in a way to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I started to work on this, I was interested in this thing that I look at. Look at something local, or investigate. So there's something happening on the end of my street. There mm-hmm. is someone who I don't know, none of you, I guess. Every month, they come and they dump their trash mm-hmm. on the end of the street,
mm-hmm.
and then someone cleans it up. Mm-hmm. But a month later, it comes back. There's now a camera watching the end of the street, but the trash returns every month, and. It doesn't return. New trash is generated, and so this is something a very local, very personal, very annoying experience. But I have to travel to China to take pictures of or Africa to take pictures of the endless mm-hmm. landfills when it happens at the end of my street. So I think it's enough if I go up to the end of my street and I see what happens in a larger scale somewhere else. And of course, it can be turned around. If I see, or if I read the news, I'm aware of global tendencies, I can deduct what it will result in my local environment. So I was really interested in this play, and with the Brick Factory, for me, what was interesting is that if I can go into these prefabricated, totally uniform factories where there are, in a shift, there are 5 people working, which is like, I thought there are 100 people, but there are just 5 people pushing buttons and only work when there's something wrong. And if I can address global problems, if I can mm-hmm. look at this one small place, and these places are all identical, so it for me mm-hmm. it was very. These are actually bricks laid out. If you look at the globe, or if you look at the map of this company, mm-hmm. there is Europe is covered with 3 dots in 300 kilometer distances, so they can put up the billboard on the end of your street that you can buy it for this much, because it's still worth them to bring it to your city.
So it's only a metaphor to yeah. use a brick.
Yeah.
For what?
For the human being and the human ambition. Or
and a special system.
And the system, and yeah. Mm. How we are. And to play, and to, the brick, for me, in this book, it was the connecting piece between an organic creature, like mm-hmm. the human being, and the technological creature, I mean technology itself, mm-hmm. or an artificial creature, but I don't really like this artificial. I think technology is organic as well, in a way that it's, I mean, since if we accept that mathematics was invented by bricks, then we can go on.
Yeah, it's the question where we are standing in terms of technology.
I think it's going to be very interesting in a couple, maybe in the next 50 or 100 years, to look back and listen to Ray Kurzweil say, "Our technology," and maybe our grandchildren will say, or not our grandchildren, someone who are not.
Maybe bricks will be printed in a 3D printer.
But maybe that's too realistic.
Yeah.
Maybe there is anymore. No need for this thinking about printing bricks anymore. Mm. So it's, and I think that's where it gets really interesting.
I think.
Yes.
I don't actually want to interrupt you. Because,
no.
It's a nice talk now.
That's impossible to interrupt.
But, no, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we should open up when we are talking about technology. It's a good point. Maybe it brings up some questions.
Yeah, let us be part of the conversation now. So I think I actually have 3 questions.
Very good.
Okay. The first one is to Arion. Now I forgot it. Okay, the first one was... Okay. I kept it in my mind for a long
time. We help you.
So it's what was the reaction in the first place of the workers, of the factory workers, when you came up with your idea? Can I ask the second question?
Yeah.
Like, and then you can answer. And do you have a sketchbook? Like, do you think about the images in advance? Or does it happen accidentally in that situation when you're working? Or
I can answer because there's no accident in the book. It's
the
really
no, of course accidents.
Yeah, but.
But I mean the situation. I mean when you're there and you work somehow with the the people. I mean.
There is. There is a sketchbook. It's not a sketchbook. It's a, you know, you have these big read books that they used in the former, like the communist times, to kind of like a class book where you evaluate people. And it was a fitting thing, so I carried it around. And that was the sketchbook where we put... my assistant was putting the notes, who we photographed, whatever. And then it was also... we had to, as we were inventing what to do the next day, of course, we had to draw. And drawing is a very interesting thing, and it appears quite a lot of places in the book, because it actually helps you think.
I mean, of course, yeah.
And it's against something that they say that writing is a technology and drawing is this. So it's actually, is it you who is thinking, or is it, do you come up with an idea because you make some kind of a mark on it? So it's, I like it that way, but anyway. What was the first question?
But it's the same idea, if the technology was already there, or we invented the brick as a human form. But
there is a drawing on the...
And you did it?
Yeah. There are drawings that workers did. So what was the reaction? Okay, that was the question. Okay, yeah. It's a good set of questions. Okay, so let's look at this. She's Florina, there. And okay, so some of the assignments, or some of these tests, that we call the responsibility test because it sounded fun. And serious at the same time. So they had to take it seriously, but we gave them assignments that couldn't be taken seriously. And it's not important, I think, that they see the entire, all the problems and all the questions that I asked myself while I was doing this. For them, we tried to open the possibility of thinking about their existence, their ambitions, their place in this system, in the big factory. I mean, not just that one factory, but in the huge factory. What's their role? What's their as a private person, or as a part of the factory, how they relate? And so there were some assignments that some of them refused to do, and there were some assignments or some tests that they did, and it was very interesting to see how it lands in the factory. She and some other workers were asked. There were so many of these metal things that they used to cover where they repair something, so the welding sparks don't fly. So, and we use them as boards to send messages to the other workers, and we give them some hints to, like, how does your house look like? Do the others know where you live? Make a drawing of your floor plan of your home. And then they had to make a drawing of their floor plan. We wrote how many square meters, which room, and we put the name. And everyone was watching it for a year. and the Florina, it was very interesting because for me it was something, what I learned is that I asked her to, okay, can you make a flow chart or some kind of a demonstration of what are the most important things for you in life and how they connect and what is the relation? And so she immediately started to draw a heart, and I was like, we are not going to be used. We are not going to be able to use this picture because it's like too sweet, you know, a heart. It's not technological enough or whatever. And my assistant, who I have to name, Corinne Amel, she's also a photographer, she was like, this is going to be good, she's a girl. And yes, it's good, because she drew the circle, which is this heart, the strong one, which is her son, the smaller heart is the family, and that sharp object, which is like entering it, is the factory or work.
So this is her home.
This is her...
It's a metaphor for her home, exactly. Because you started with a...
Yeah, from a distance, but I just didn't catch my own.
No, ending.
So it's... And
this is the reaction of one of the workers, because Charlotte asked
this, and it's sometimes you know, it's sometimes I had this feeling that I come with a set of answers into this a new place or a new meeting some new people, and I try to teach them something through these exercises, or try to offer some problems to solve, and then it turns out that in return I'm kind of learning something.
I think it's a nice idea. I mean, okay, it's very hot in here, so it's the first time that I would like to ask you something, Felix. The first time that I asked the talking partner is, what was your interest, or what did you think about the work when you saw it the first time?
The book or the work?
The work. I mean, you were in the jury for...
How was it?
No, I don't know if I was in a jury, but I saw the book.
When did you see the work for the first time?
I think Jörg Kohlberg from Conscientis sent me a PDF, and I saw the... I think it was not the book, I think it was a PDF or a selection of the work, and I'm still have to describe again and again what I was fascinated in, because when I went through, this is a good example, I asked myself, what is the reason for that? Is it someone gave us from another star, or... what is the reason why this person is standing like a statue and posing for the photographer, and there's still the relationship of these still manufactured things, you know, there's the relationship of craftsmanship and all these aspects in the book, and there's the other relationship, we have a book in front of us which is black and white, but then you have this brick color in front, and you have the embossing there, and so it's very precisely done. And I had a lot of questions, and this we cannot solve these questions really, because this is why our conversation followed the line. I still try to understand how this whole project developed and what is the reason for the images. And then the images are, there are a lot of reasons why Arian did this like that. So, and yeah.
Are there any
other questions? Maybe here. There were a lot of, yes.
This picture with the tree and the stones hanging from can you say something about it?
But actually, it might be that you were right. You see, this is one thing. There are so many changes made in there are so many different layouts I tried that I'm totally lost in my own book. But I think it should be somewhere here.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay. It looks like as if this would be the first time I open it. Okay. So what's the question with this? Okay. it's curious that you are curious about this picture, because this picture is the picture which connects with another work that I did before, and this is an intentional connection, this one.
But people do this because when you have a fruit tree, you need to bend the tree a little bit. You need weight to bring in the tree.
But they don't.
So it's an installation you did.
So there's a no, actually yes, but okay. Let me answer the question. So there, when my mother died, I went to her house, and I made a previous work about her, about the universe that she built. When she died, I thought there were lots of hints that suggested that she committed suicide. One was that she totally organized or trimmed everything in the garden. Mm-hmm. So for the next 2 or 3 years, I don't have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when I went there, I saw that the branches of the trees are very nicely trimmed. Bricks are hanging. So the branches are growing downwards. Mm-hmm. And it's an apple tree. And then when I went to one factory in Hungary, I saw that there are all these apple trees in the around the factory, and I asked, how smart, you know, to plant fruit trees in a factory. They usually plant, I don't know, like evergreen, like a line, and they said that every year there is a factory day, and they plant a tree. And what do you do with the tree? Do you eat the apple, or do you trim it, or do you? And they were like, no, we just next year we just build the plant the next tree. And so it's kind of like a first of May gathering in the factory workers or whatever. They have some kind of a factory day or where they hang out together. And this is one thing, they plant a tree in the factory garden. Mm-hmm. And I was okay, but this tree was already like growing like this. You can see. So I was like, okay, let's do the thing that I did. That my mother did, what I did see when she passed away. So let's see how it's done. And I told them the story about my mother. And the next year they cut the branches, and the bricks were still hanging there, some of them. So it was a good thing. So this is the story of this picture. And actually, this picture and the picture of the tree of my mother, they could be next to each other. They are a pair. But so
here's another question.
Thank you very much. Apart from your work, I'm also very curious still about the circumstances of this commission, because it just sounds incredible that you have so much freedom also to involve the workers. This is incredible. Did you also decide to involve them for a reason? That did you realize that and involve them even more because of that, or what were the terms and conditions of this?
Well,
commission?
You know, in the beginning, I mean, I'm not used to these commissions myself, but it would be actually better. I mean, good. To if more factories or more companies would build their collection this way, or if more factories would build a collection at all, but I'm not answering your question. So yes, in the beginning, I had a very just a frame of an idea that actually I put in the. No, I didn't put it in the presentation because I thought that we were going to talk about that. Is that how human scale, and how the brick, which is a construction material, a weight, is mirrored in the moral world as a as responsibility, which can be taken as a unit of gravity, that when you have three kids, it's more difficult. So I was thinking about this and how I can. It was still an open-ended question how I can do it in a brick factory. I thought that there are people, so it's not going to be still lives only, but I didn't know if it's going to work or if it's going to work out. But as soon as there was this first meeting with the ladies in the office who said they never lifted the brick, I immediately knew that this is going to be the key my responsibility, or my way of talking about responsibility, will be through. So I'm as an artist, probably they are not going to see this book, they are not going to see the series, they don't have the means to go to the exhibitions or festivals where this appears. I can send back some pictures, but maybe they won't really have time and energy to understand what I was doing. So my responsibility as an artist in this circumstance is that the company is actually trusting me to criticize the way they work. So I was like, okay, this is my responsibility. This is how I pay back the money that I get for this work, that I try to work, try to involve the workers in the questions that I'm fiddling around with. I don't know if it answers what you wanted.
My question is just, how long did you spend on this project?
I think too long. I mean, yeah. It started in 2014.
Book is from?
The majority of the images were ready 2016 summer. There were three or four pictures that were really important that I had to do for another 2 years. And the book came out this March. And in the meantime, I was writing my doctorate in what is human scale. Mm. And yeah. So it's 4 years.
But here's another question.
Hello, I have more question about the future. So, because I mean, the working approaches you have here now, ne? In this work, human, is it's different than the approaches you have in your other works. It means with working with archive material, working going in thoughts, in the history, and to have, you know, like approaches of philosophy, thinking or questions, and of humans in the world and so on. I can imagine that this gives you a lot of, open up a very, very large, inspiring world of working approaches. So what this work gives you for your work in the whole and for your work in the future, for the next project, for example?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, it's a difficult one, because it's kind of like, there's a saying in Hungarian, you are in between two seats and mm-hmm. you are falling on the ground. It exists mm-hmm. in English probably, and in all languages.
No, it's good described, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, for a long time, I thought that all the things that I did are dealing with the same thing, this. Through a family, through landscapes, through this or that. And with this one, it kind of I have a feeling that I can't. So this is. So this work is a little bit difficult because difficult to let go, maybe, because I don't know if I can. If I can continue, if.
But you mentioned yesterday the book is not the result of the whole project, like a gravestone. You are still working on that.
I love that thing, that the book is the gravestone of a project.
Yeah.
You don't have
so
to
it's
deal
not
with
finished.
It
what I realized, it's not finished. He's still working on that and thinking and maybe it's.
But there is a there is a complete. I can tell you because you are not going to be able to test me later, maybe. Is that right now? I started to work on a new work, it's still about responsibility, but in a different way. As a teacher, I see youngsters coming into our school, and it becomes more and more difficult to communicate with them. And I don't know if it's because the age gap, I'm getting older, or if there's something happening. And I'm going to work with Hungarian youngsters in different elementary and high schools in Hungary.
And this has to do something with technology as well, or?
No, it's only how we. So there's, of course, there's technology everywhere. Mm-hmm. But so it technology affects the how they communicate, or if they communicate at all, or if I understand what they. So it happens that you sit in a class, you talk, or someone is talking, and you ask questions. And then suddenly you hear two people, this one here and that one there, laugh at the same time. They are connected, but you don't. They are connected in a different. They are on their phone. They're sending a picture of, I don't know, a fly on the wall, and they are. It's like open criticism. It's everything. But you are there's.
So and I'm you're really working on that question. Or?
I would like to understand what's going on.
Okay.
And they, it seems that there's a very horizontal and very global, but narrower and narrower age. Not a bubble, but like where they are connected, and there's no up and down connection or different. So this is where it's going. But that's maybe different.
Are there any other questions? Because, I mean, we need still your energy for the second part.
Yeah.
Even.
I have a lot of it.
There's I have a lot of questions.
Thank you. I'm actually very interested in the thought process you have when thinking of what kind of assignment you want to give the workers. So, for instance, you're having a talk with them, and then something happens in your mind that you think, okay, I think these two women, I would like them to carry a brick together. I'm interested in this motivation, why you would think this would be interesting. And then second question is, when you go outside with them, you have something in your mind. And as you told before, also the woman started drawing hearts, and it was not actually as you expected. Did this happen a lot, that it was a bit against your expectations and it ended up better or less good than you hoped for? Or?
The worst pictures in the series are the ones, I mean, the worst pictures are not in the series anyway, but the, I mean, I hope, not supposed to be in, the worst ones or the least successful ones are the ones that I invented and turned out as I thought that they are going to happen. And because this brings in the question, where the audience, who is the audience? And I thought that this work is, the audience is myself for the work. I mean, I want to deal with this thing, and I want to understand, and I want to take the opportunity to do this work to understand something better. So, so those situations where it went a little bit out of hand was always better or more fruitful. If this was the point of the question, yeah. It was often that they didn't. I mean, I explained 10 times and they didn't understand what to do. And I was like, oh, do whatever. And they came up with something better. Or there was, did we talk about this yesterday? Or was it,
no.
That there was this one guy who was actually a sculptor in a brick factory, but he had some maybe echo problems or whatever. So sculpting and art didn't work out. But he somehow ended up in a brick factory and did sculpting things in his spare time. You know, there's clay and there's a kiln. So, you know, there's this and I enjoyed these things that at a certain point we started to, okay, then how would you do it? And it's, so, and I would never think of this type of thanks.
I mean, there's still time to talk to Arion during the break, because we will have a break now for at least like 20-30 minutes. We will have a change. Thank you so much for coming. Köszönöm szépen. Bla bla bla, ich weiß nicht mehr das Wort in Ungarisch, aber thank you for coming. It was a pleasure, or it was great to have you here. After the break, there will be Alexander Gehring.